you stated to Bryce's, in response to Bryce McPartland's question, that you do have the authority to shut down schools. This authority has been demonstrated in the past when you have preemptively excluded us from having outdoor activities in the face of poor air quality, or we've also worked with the health district to potentially shut down schools in the face of outbreaks of the flu or other diseases. We appreciate that work. We appreciate that somebody's looking out for the health of our kids. But I need you to tell me, yes or no, are you issuing a health order preventing us from opening schools with in-person instruction?
No, because it is a community, because it is a board decision. It really is a board decision.
Let me ask a follow-up question. In the past, you've exercised your authority to stop us from doing certain activities or having instruction. And when I say you, I mean the health district and the health officer, whether it be you or whoever preceded you, has exercised that authority in the name of community health and prevented us from having instruction. So why are you not exercising that authority now and telling us we can't have in-person instruction and instead only offering what you consider to be a recommendation, but that sounds like a lot more than a recommendation? I don't understand the fine line, and I'd like you to tell me explicitly why you are not issuing a direct health order.
Because COVID is a new disease and the dynamics is evolving. We know quite well measles, varicella, and what smoke does to the lungs. We know much better what smoke does to the lungs than what we know about COVID transmission in children when schools are reopened in a situation when there is a high rate of disease in the community. Simply because I am very cognizant of the fact that the evidence that exists is mounting and is pointing us in the direction of recommending what we are recommending. I would say it is, you know, more or less the issue of time before we know better to tell you what to do right now. But at this point, based on the dynamics, there is less knowledge about those other situations, and therefore there can only be what you are getting right now, in my opinion. There will be school districts and counties that actually are doing this sort of saying prohibitive.
Hold on. This is where I'm talking about brevity. Let me interrupt you. You're telling me you gave us a whole, and I'm trying to be patient here. Forgive me, it's late and I've had a long day. But so you're telling me that in this whole presentation, your point seemed to be that COVID is a very serious disease, that it has very serious consequences for our community, that our health system is being taxed, that kids are able to suffer consequences from infection. They're also able to spread, and that it is an existential threat to our community's health and well-being. And yet, you will not exercise your authority and issue a health order preventing us from opening schools. I don't understand the logic there. And you tell me it's because we haven't had enough time. We had since March, when we knew this was a problem, till now. You mentioned all kinds of statistics that seem to back up your idea that in-person instruction is not safe, in your opinion. Then why not issue a health order, save everybody the hassle, and tell us we can't go back to in-person instruction? Because you're sending mixed messages here. You're saying, don't do it, but I'm not going to exercise my authority and stop you. And I don't understand that at all.
Yes, understand the confusion. We've never been, and since March, we've never been in this position where we have this high of a rate. I do not know what's going to happen when schools will reopen. What I do know that what I've seen elsewhere has led to problems that would generally assume the rates will increase. I am listening to experts.
Okay, so you say you don't know what will happen when schools open in person.
I do not.
Then why are you issuing recommendations that it not happen?
Based on the evidence that's available, I feel that there is enough evidence. I'm listening to my colleagues. I'm listening to infectious disease experts and to the Centers of Disease Control Director that we are going to have a challenge if we open schools in communities that did not mitigate the rate. That's the key here. That the rate is not
mitigated. Why are you allowing? Why won't you issue a health order and stop it from happening? It sounds like you're passing the buck, and it's really frustrating to me because both you and the state have the authority to stop us from opening schools, but we have parents, we have community members who are seeing real consequences from their children not being in school, who are suffering from the mental, the physical, the social health of their children because they're not there, because they're not going to be able to be there potentially. We see that. And we're trying to satisfy their need. We created a plan that gave everybody a choice. We're not trying to force anybody to go to school. We're not trying to force everybody to stay home. All we're trying to do is give people what they want and what parents feel is best for their child and their family. But you're standing here, you're on this call with a large presentation telling us that it's fundamentally not safe, that it's fundamentally the wrong thing for our community, but you won't stand up and stop it. And I feel as if you're going to be a government representative and you have a feeling of, if you believe something firmly enough to issue the kind of guidance that you have, then stand up and stop it. You have that authority. Why won't you use it?
I do not know your children like you do. I am not.
Then why are you trying to tell us what to do without actually standing up and ordaining an outcome that you have the power to do it?
You have a disease.
You have the power to do it.
Okay. Is there? Okay. So you have a disease at hand. I'll give you an example. You have a condition with your own personal health. You go to your physician and you are told what to do. And yet you may not agree with that decision. Physician will provide you with the best advice available at that time. You can take that decision. You can take that advice and act on it. But you can also
Are you just a physician or are you the deemed the health officer for Grant County?
I am practicing.
Do you or do you not have the authority to stop us from having in-person instruction?
I am practicing public health, which includes involving community members and community opinion, as well as community stakeholders on decisions that affect everyone, not just the health, like you said correctly. It's economy.
I hope you understand this is why people in our community are so frustrated, because people like you, you're doing exactly what people are tired of, which is passing the buck. If you don't think it's safe for schools to open up, issue a health order and stop us from doing so. If you're not willing to do that, I don't know why you expect us to take your recommendations seriously. If they're serious enough to be recommendations, they should be serious enough to be orders.